U.S. households started getting invitations to respond to the 2020 census just a couple of days ago, but the coronavirus is throwing a wrench in the system. Census officials are having to adapt to the consequences of social distancing and the fear of contagion. The Takeaway has been shining a light on communities most at risk for being undercounted in the census under normal circumstances. But the coronavirus is changing everything. Some people are worried that COVID-19 may lead to wider undercounts and other problems. Terri-Anne Lowenthal is here to explain how the pandemic could affect the census. She's a former staff director of the U.S. House of Representatives Census Oversight Subcommittee. She's also a consultant on census policy and operations. Terri-Anne, so good to have you during this time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So first, what are census officials saying about how COVID-19 is affecting their plans?
This is a rapidly developing situation, as everyone knows. I have all the confidence that the Census Bureau has planned for a health epidemic as part of its normal contingency planning, just like it does for natural disasters. But I think the pace and the scope of changes to communities across the country are probably well beyond anything the Census Bureau envisioned. So the most important thing they're doing right now is lifting up and promoting the very first census operation, which is self-response, urging all households, which should be receiving their census packets as we speak, either the last couple of days or this coming week, to respond on their own, you know, from the safety of their own home, maybe a workplace if they've gone in, but they can respond online, by telephone. Some households got a paper form in that first packet, but if they didn't, they will get one by mid-April.
So how could the pandemic affect communities that are already being chronically undercounted?
You know, while this census, the 2020 census, is the first highly automated, the design still relies significantly on personal outreach and in-person data collection. And those activities largely are needed to reach communities that historically have been undercounted at higher rates. So people of color, young children, especially Black and Latino children, immigrants, low-income households in both urban and rural areas are missed disproportionately in the census. With the new normal that we're facing, social distancing and large events canceled, and many places where people could go to get help, such as libraries and so forth, those places are now closed too. So the challenge is significant, but will disproportionately affect historically undercounted population groups.
What about the people who actually are knocking on those doors, who are in the field trying to contact people who didn't respond? What about protecting them? And how do you convince people to believe that they are not actually sick? Because that's the big concern right now.
It certainly is. Now, the census has just started. So the Census Bureau has a little bit of breathing room because the door knocking is to follow up with households that don't respond on their own. And that second part won't start until mid-May. So this is the time when it's very important to help find ways to promote responding on your own to avoid having a census worker come to your home. Not only might the Census Bureau have difficulty retaining, you know, enough qualified census workers who are willing to do that, depending on how this pandemic develops over the next few weeks and months, but as you pointed out, people may be reluctant to open their doors.
So just briefly, what about college students whose dorms have been closed down because of the virus? How will they be counted?
That's a very important part of the census because there are people who live in households. However, there are also people who live in group facilities, college dorms, as you pointed out, but also prisons, skilled nursing homes. Now, college students will be counted as if this pandemic never happened. And what that means is they will be counted either through the college or university. The colleges or universities are being asked to provide administrative data on the students who live in college-run housing.
Thank you so much. Terri-Anne Lowenthal is a consultant on census policy and operations. Thank you.
Thank you.
And make sure you hit us up at thetakeaway.org/2020census for all of our census coverage.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.